Our students are the future. How we advance innovation and impact and approach equity in their classrooms will determine how we thrive as a world community. The status quo just won't cut it. That's why we're here to break the grade. Hello, breakers and difference makers. I'm Josh Chernikoff, host of How I Broke That. I'm a two-time entrepreneur in the education space, and I've successfully exited both of those companies. I've experienced my fair share of breaks in my life, and I'm here to bring my signature approach to my new show, Breaking the Grade. Welcome to Breaking the Grade, and we are doing a show about multiple stakeholders. There are so many freaking stakeholders in the education space, and you must be wondering, like everybody else, like myself, when I was running my two businesses before I started them, scaled them, and sold them, who the heck do I sell to? Is it the person with the money? Is it the person who implements? Is it the parents? Is it the kids? You never know who to sell to. Actually, let me rephrase that. We do know who to sell to, and that is what we are going to talk about. And it's very unique in the education space that there are multiple stakeholders. It's not like you're selling an oil change. We know who you are selling to if you are selling an oil change. And I often hear clients saying to me, there are so many stakeholders, who exactly do I sell to? And they don't know who to target to get in front of the decision makers. And again, this is a situation that I faced in my second business, Flex Academies. Was it the principals that I needed to sell to? Was it the parents that I needed to sell to? Was it the enrichment providers? Was it the PTAs? Was it the kids? So here's what I want you to get out of today. First of all, let's talk quickly about what is a stakeholder. It's anybody who's interested in the product that you're offering, and the education space, that can be very challenging. And why, again, is it so hard to identify the stakeholder in the education space? Because there are so many different ones, and there's ways to deal with them. There's the top-down approach, working through a superintendent or a principal. There's the bottoms-up approach, working through parents or teachers. And then your mind says, I just got to sell to the person who has the money. And that is not necessarily true. So look, let's talk about Brent from MyOwl, okay? Brent is leading the homework revolution. And after many years of chasing public schools, he got very clear on who he wanted to talk to. And that actually is private schools and charter schools. He got clear by going through the EdSales Elevation Experience, but we can talk about that later. What ended up happening is he saved himself a lot of time in the end by pivoting and beginning to focus his transformational process on the heads of schools at private schools. So Brent is using the top-down approach to talk to principals at private schools. He has his decision maker. Now, the challenge is that decision maker, that head of school, that principal at a private school is very busy, just like every other principal. And believe it or not, that principal still needs to get buy-in from their staff. So while you do the top-down approach that Brent is doing, obviously there are positives there. He has reached his buyer. He has reached his main stakeholder. That main stakeholder still needs to demonstrate the benefits to the teachers. And we're going to talk about benefits a little bit later. Then there's Nick. Okay, Nick is going through our course right now from Wibley. He is using a bottoms-up approach, trying to get teachers and parents to adopt his platform. And then he's hoping he'll create such a groundswell from the parents and the teachers that they will get the principal and the superintendents to bring in Wibley into the school district. Now, the challenge there is that he's got to get the teachers to implement it. They probably need to be convinced to use a freemium account, which sometimes that is not as easy to do. And then he's got to arm these folks with the benefits so that they can go to their principal or their superintendent and say, look, this is the product we want to be using inside of our classrooms. So why would you ever do the bottoms-up approach anyway? Maybe because getting in front of your actual decision maker is not that easy sometimes. You can get people excited, teachers and parents. It's a slower method sometimes, but there's easier adoption. Because if you can demonstrate to the teacher how this will work inside their classroom, they might give it a shot. Now, in the education industry, everybody will always have multiple decision makers. So that challenge that you're facing is being faced by many other people. And most of those people are in our EdSales Elevation Experience community. And they're supporting each other day in and day out. So there's a small plug to join our community. We'll put more information about it in the show notes. Everybody in our community knows that I believe in the power of one and not overextending yourself. Again, I believe in the power of one when it comes to sales and education, and do not overextend yourself. Now, if you have one stakeholder that you are talking to and you are super focused on their challenges, if you're super focused on how you can transform their lives, your messaging is going to be better, tighter, and easier for you to do on a day in and day out basis. Now, your messaging should be direct. It should be clear. The messaging should talk about the benefits also to the other potential stakeholders. And that's now how we're talking about benefits. So the benefits are really important to be able to demonstrate. Okay, let's think about it in the case of my business, Flex Academies. My main stakeholders in my enrichment business were the PTAs. The PTAs signed our contracts. My team transformed the lives of PTA presidents and their enrichment providers. However, we also had to be able to demonstrate the benefits to the principals, to the parents, to the enrichment providers. So it's really important to arm your main stakeholder with those benefits. Now, when you are pitching, you should be able to focus those benefits, okay? And be able to show those benefits. Let's think about one of my favorite companies, Apple, okay? Let's talk about the iPod. Had one of the greatest marketing slogans in the history of marketing from Steve Jobs, 1,000 songs in your pocket. Super simple, look it up. There are articles and white papers about the iPod and the 1,000 songs in your pocket. So think about this, that 1,000 songs in your pocket, the benefit to the kid. Imagine the kid at a party, they got their iPod, they plug it in, and everybody's jamming to their music. They're feeling good about themselves. Imagine the benefit to a 40-year-old father who wants to work out and get some quiet time in the gym. That father could be listening to their podcast, listening to their favorite music without having to listen to their daughter playing Taylor Swift. You know, that might happen in my life. Depending on who you talk to, you do have to have a different message, but you can't have a message for five different stakeholders. You need to pick the one person that you're going to focus on. And notice that we didn't focus on features, not 8 gigabytes, not the screen, not the spinning thing. We focused on the 1,000 songs in your pocket. So earlier we spoke about identifying the decision maker and how important it is to focus on one. But once you have identified that decision maker, again, you need to share in your pitch the highlights to the others, the benefits to the others, and so that everybody can see that it's a great investment all around. And this brings me to the signature solution. And we've got lots of shows on the signature solution. The signature solution focuses on the pathway of transformation, going from confusion to clarity, from A to Z. And it only serves one person. For example, reaching middle school teachers and how they can teach fractions better. It's a step-by-step approach for teachers, but the students benefit by getting better grades. Yes, the signature solution focuses on one person, one results. Now you should be seeing the power of identifying the right ideal client. Again, now, after listening, hopefully you are hearing the power in identifying the ideal client and identifying the decision maker. And you've heard a bit of tailoring your approach and showing off the benefits while still focusing your messaging on that one main stakeholder. And this is something that I work on from day one with my clients, getting clear on who your ideal client is, who the stakeholders are, and who the decision maker is. And again, let's remember, that's not always the person who pays for your solution. So we want to make selling easier for you. If you want to know more, I'm getting excited. Multiple stakeholders gets me very excited. Ask us. We can talk to you more about the EdSales Elevation Experience, joining it, joining the mastermind, and getting clear so that your sales process is as easy as mine was when I finally figured out, yes, I've got multiple stakeholders, but I need to know how to talk to one stakeholder so that I can show that I can transform their lives and then show them how we can extend the benefits to the other potential stakeholders. We can do it, and we can do it together. For now, if you've got questions, I'm available on LinkedIn. Ask me. Happy to answer them. Go out there. Find your main stakeholder. Hey, Breakers. Thanks for joining us on Breaking the Grade. If you want to get to know your fellow breakers in education better, please join us in our community in Mighty Networks. You can also follow us on social media for lead generation tips. Information about the community and the social media in the show description. And if you want to help us out, please like and subscribe to the show. Keep on breaking, you lead gen legends.